Morena e te whānau, no mai hoki mai. Welcome to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I'm your host, Te Kahukura Buenton, a six-figure business owner, and I am on a mission to bridge the wealth gap. If you're new here, welcome, no mai, haere mai, and if you've been here before, you'll know how much I value your time, so let's just dive into today's podcast episode. Before we do, please make sure to check out the disclaimer in the description. None of the information provided should be considered as financial advice, but without further ado, today's episode is all about how to become a magnet for sales, success, opportunities that light your wairua on fire. How to magnetize every single thing you want in life. Now, within months of launching my business, I literally had Penguin reaching out asking me if I wanted to write a book. I had brands wanting to partner with me. I had events wanting me to speak. There was a media company that wanted to buy rights to my podcast. When I launched my program last year, Te Tiriti Haukura, I made 55k in sales upon launching it, and I continue to make money from it to this day. I am a magnet for sales, for success, and for the opportunities I desire. And in today's episode, I'm going to break down for you exactly how you can become a magnet as well. Now, I'm just literally so excited for today's podcast episode because I know this is just going to change the game for so many people. Now, I'm just gonna, let's just get started because there's so much to share with you all. So the most magnetic messaging is through a lens of authenticity. Authenticity and vulnerability is gold. People love it when you can share from a real, raw, and genuine place, right? Because there's already so many people that are like perfect models, that are like gazillionaires, and like they have every single thing in their life, right? But what we love to see is raw authenticity, right? And so in my journey, I've always shared absolutely everything. I used to make vlogs where I would literally share putting on my nicotine patch. I would share taking my antidepressants, both things that's not how I live my life now. But when I was, that's what I was sharing in my like vlogs, in my daily routines. I would share it all. Now, I still continue with this, right? So last week I had an 11k cash week in business, and when that happened, I shared that on my social media and I shared with my community exactly how they could do this as well. I share the lows, I share the highs, I share absolutely everything in between. People love it when you can be raw, when you can be real, when you can be genuine. As I said, authenticity and vulnerability is gold. So I want to pose the question to you, where in your social media are you not being authentic? Where are you not being vulnerable? And what are you scared of? Because here's the thing, right? And I just want to kind of give a bit of context to this. Something that I shared recently on my social media account was about my drug addiction. And that was something that I had, had navigated for a long time. And I was really scared to share it online because that's something just so, you know, a lot of people can judge you for things like that. When you're putting your heart on the line, when you're sharing from a place of such vulnerability, it's like what people can say can hurt at times. And what I realized was that actually I've gotten to this stage in my life where I actually don't care. You know, I don't care what other people say or think about me. And so I just decided to just share it because I knew the impact of my story and how much that could change people's lives. And also because I've grown this brand from the beginning by being authentic, by being vulnerable. And so I decided to share that with the world. So I just want to, give you some context or give you an example where I too navigate that, where it's like, oh, this is a bit scary. This is a bit uncomfortable. But growth happens when you feel uncomfortable and when you're outside of your comfort zone. And like now, honestly, it just feels so cool. It feels like I can just talk about it so casually now because it's just something that I've already shared online. I've shared it with the world. And yeah, that just feels amazing. So when it feels amazing for me, it also feels amazing for other people. Like so many people have reached out to me and said how much that post actually impacted them and how they really love to see my journey behind the scenes, how they are really inspired by that, how they're on their own journeys navigating similar challenges. Vulnerability, authenticity is very magnetic. The second way to become a magnet for absolutely everything you want in life is to share with the heart of manaakitanga. I honestly do not believe in starting a business solely for money. Before Māori Millionaire, I had done this in multiple different businesses and they all failed. And the reason why is because business is not an easy game. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. You've got to actually want to do something that's going to change the world. You've got to actually want to impact lives, create a solution for problems people are experiencing. If you look at the most successful people in the world, they have done something incredible. They've changed lives. They've impacted the masses. They've done something that is worth actually talking about. And this is why it's so important to actually look at why you're wanting to do something. And if you're not in my Instagram, I think it's called there's this like little chat thingy on Instagram. If you go on my profile, there's a little chat. I don't know what it's called. It might be called a broadcast. Okay. Anyways, I was in there this week and I put out a questionnaire, like a Q&A thing. So people could ask me questions and I would just send them a voice note and answer the question. And one of the questions was, what is like a really good foundation for building a successful business? And this is exactly what I said. Start with why. You've got to know why you want to do this. You've got to have a mission behind what you're wanting to create. You've got to actually want to do something incredible because business gets tough sometimes. And if your only goal is making money, you're just gonna give up. Like the first time a hurdle comes, because honestly, like there's so many incredible wins in business. So much like exactly what I'm talking about. You get to magnetize whatever you want in this life. But there can be some challenges. And so you've got to actually want to do it so like enough that you're willing to persevere through those challenges. So many people get attached to the sales, to the money that they're making in business. And I want to speak to this too, because it's actually really, really important. What does a sale actually mean? It means that someone has made an exchange with you. They've given something up, their money. Like they may have gone to work, actually spent time at work in order to make that money. Or, you know, they had a choice as to where they could spend that money and they chose to spend it on you in your business in exchange for what you're offering. It means that you've gotten an opportunity to change someone's life, to impact them in some type of way. So as opposed to looking at sales as just like money coming in, it's like you get to change the world. You get to impact the country, like whatever you want to do. I just wanted to really reinforce that when you're sharing from a place of, I just want to help as many people as I can, I want to change the world, it's a different frequency to, I just want to make as much money as I can, you know? Like, it's just, it's so much more magnetizing, and people can feel that. When you're just like, bang, 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 I just want to make, like, and here's the thing, right? There's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to make lots of money. Like, I'm literally own a brand called Māori Millionaires. So I absolutely love money. But here's the thing, right? I understand that money is a byproduct of impact. Money loves impact. The more impact you make, money will come. But you don't need to attach yourself to it. It will come. You just need to trust in the process. The more that you're actually putting your heart out there, you're sharing with an open heart, you're sharing with the heart of manaakitanga, money will follow, but you don't need to focus on that. Focus on the impact, focus on your community, focus on giving, focus on sharing, and money will come, honestly. Like, and this is just a totally different frequency. It's going to change the game. So before I go on to the third way you can become a magnet, I just wanted to see if you would consider rating my podcast via Spotify or Apple Podcasts. The more ratings we get, the more this podcast is able to grow, meaning I can create even better free value for you all. Number three. So confidence is super magnetizing. Lots of people are shit scared to show up on their stories, to sell their offers, or to actually talk about the services that they have in their business. This is because they're not confident to do so yet. They haven't yet strengthened their ability to show up. And here's the thing, right? You will never strengthen your ability to show up until you actually show up. Here's the other thing. If your product or your service is actually incredible, like it's actually changing people's lives, like it's actually creating real impact, it is more of a disservice to the world to not talk about it. When you show up online with so much confidence, so much conviction that you know exactly what you're talking about, people have no choice but to migrate towards you. Confidence is magnetic. Now, the fourth thing that is magnetic is results. If you can show the world that you know exactly what you're doing, you know exactly how they too can experience the same transformation, people will be flooding your DMs, wanting to work with you, your sales will skyrocket. It's just a no-brainer. Humans deep down are selfish. We all want a solution for a problem that we have. And if you can show through your own transformation or through the transformation of people you've worked with, through testimonials of your customers, of your clients, that your solution works, people have no choice but to buy from you or give you opportunities that allows you to experience everything you want in life, right? Results are magnetic. This builds trust with your audience that you know what you're talking about. And like, here's an example, right? At the beginning of this episode, I actually shared with you real evidence that I know how to be a magnet, because why would anyone listen if there wasn't any evidence that they know what they're doing, right? So I had shared real examples where I actually am a magnet. I've magnetized so many different things. And so if you can do this in your business and you can show people that you actually know what you're talking about, for example, it could be, I don't know, I always think of this example. I think it's because I used to really struggle with my eczema. But when I had really bad eczema, like I have photos of that, and there was this one rongoā that just like changed it for me. Among other things in my life, like health and I moved. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. Anyways, so there were a few different things that helped. But anyways, I'm just saying, if I was selling a balm that helped eczema, I would show a before and after photo of my skin showing people what this balm does. And that just goes to, like, anyone who's got really bad eczema will be like, oh my gosh, I want that. I want clear skin. I'm going to buy this. So results are magnetic, okay? Now, the fifth thing you need to do in order to be a magnet is pure alignment. When you're doing your soul's work, when you're doing exactly what you know you were put on earth to do, you'll have a certain glow to your skin. You'll radiate joy, fulfillment, pure alignment. Alternatively, if you're doing something you really can't be bothered to do, you had to talk yourself into to show up, people can feel this energy through the screen. They can feel it like when they're talking to you. As an example, I used to talk about personal finance. That was like my niche. That's what I did when I first started. And then I got a bit bored. It became a little bit boring for me. I was making decent money, like 20k months, but I knew I was destined for more. I wanted to help people to do what I had done, to build a badass brand, to quit their jobs, to live the life of their dreams. And like, whilst money, managing money is important, I had found a way to tenfold my income. And that's something that saving could never do. And so I was out of alignment now. Personal finance was no longer something that fulfilled me. So I did something I was absolutely scared to do, because I had built this brand. Every single person, not every single person, but you know, everyone in my community knew me for talking about personal finances. That's what I was known for. But it just was no longer in alignment. And when you're not in alignment, everything feels like a force. Like, I started getting really bored with my mahi. I couldn't be bothered. Like, I was literally in business, but I was looking for jobs because I was like, oh, this is just a bit boring now. And so I decided, actually, I'm going to change ship. I'm going to start talking about what I actually want to, which is mindset and business. Now, when you can change like this, there is a temporary dip where your audience needs to catch up, but it will always pay off. And like now, I feel incredible. I feel so much better. I am in like literally living in alignment. My magnetism has skyrocketed. It's like every single day I'm getting a new opportunity to do something I actually want to do. My absolute dream clients are working with me. And here's the thing, people can feel it. Like every single day I'm getting a message, oh my gosh, you look amazing. Oh my gosh, like what are you doing? And it's alignment. It's like pure, pure alignment. I'm doing what I know I need to do. I'm showing up for myself. I'm living my dream life. I am doing my dream mahi. I'm working with my dream clients. Oh my gosh, literally behind the scenes of Māori Millennia, I am working on two very exciting things. Like, honestly, it's crazy. But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I am just so over the moon with the mahi that I get to do. It feels incredible. It's like a no-brainer that everything else follows from that. Alignment is magnetizing. Confidence is magnetizing. Results are magnetizing. A heart of manaakitanga is magnetizing. Authenticity and vulnerability is magnetizing. Now, I'm currently working on an online program that's going to teach you exactly how to build a badass brand. I'm talking step by step, fleshing out your movement with brand basics, how to write magnetic messaging that attracts your dream clients, opportunities, sales, just as I have, how to launch new offers and actually have people buy them, how to master your mindset, create content that converts into actual sales, how to make power moves. All of this will allow you to live your dream life just as I do. If you want exclusive early bird pricing and early bird access, you must be on my email list, which is going to be in the description down below. Or if you're like, I just want to be working directly with you, I don't want to wait for this program. Power Moves, the mastermind, is where you're going to get the closest proximity access to me. In a very intimate group of up to 8 women, you are going to get support from me 4 days a week. I'm talking 4 hot seat coaching calls every single month where you get to bring forward your questions, get the guidance you need to collapse time. No more fluffing around, trying to figure it out on your own, banging your head against the wall when it doesn't work. You're going to be able to learn directly from me. You're going to get access to the strategies I've used to grow my business. And outside of these calls, you're going to get voice note support from me or message support. You'll get the opportunity to send your sales pages, content, ideas in and get same day feedback on them. You'll get to bring forward challenges, mindset blocks, energetic leaks that are blocking your growth and get same day coaching that will transcend whatever you are navigating. This is for women who are ready to make power moves, this is for the women who are already making power moves but want to experience more freedom, more fulfillment. I'm talking about the ability to build systems and automations in your business so that you can focus on living your life and know that in the background, your business is working its magic. I'm talking about becoming someone who is absolutely unshakable. It doesn't matter what anyone says about your business, what your family, friends, strangers think. It's something that doesn't even cross your mind because you know your power and you don't need any external validation. I'm talking about building something that you're really, really, really proud of. Impact that changes lives. Confidence that radiates your every move. Power that is felt in every single room you walk in. As I said, this is a very intimate space. There are only 8 spots available. The application is available in the description below, as are all of my links and everything. But that was today's podcast episode about how to magnetize every single thing you want in this life. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I am very much looking forward to our next podcast episode. That's us for today. Have an incredible, incredible day, and I cannot wait to talk to you all again next week. Ka kite.